the truth.
Medical Center, Eilring Computer Medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red light.
It's a massive pulmonary
Medical
embolus.
Center, ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the first day of February. The prep tip today, real simple. Buy ammunition. Is it expensive? Yes. Will it get cheaper? Probably not. Buy ammunition now. Buy twice as much as you think you may need. All right, we have patient Wayne Greenman, my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. He has about 24 or more websites. We give out a few just to get people started with his work. Listen carefully. Here's the most recent one, I believe. WarAndWeThePeople.net. Next one I like to listen to. I'm doing work. Great background music. 528radio.com. Then we go to JudicialCorruptionNews.com. Next, a place I do some shopping myself. Just recently made a purchase. HealthyWorldStore.com. Then we have RevolutionTelevision.net. And last but not least, MedicalVeritas.org. Morning, Doctor.
Morning, John. Always great to join you.
Always good to have you. Well, we've been doing this now. This is our fourth year. And you and I issued a warning in May the 7th, 2020. There's an eight-minute clip at my website where I make two statements that you agree with. My first statement, you cannot develop and release a safe and effective vaccine in 9 months or less. Obviously true. The second statement, my belief at the time, no evidence then, but I now have evidence that the COVID-19 vaccinations were already, in May of 2020, already in refrigerators waiting to be released. We're in the middle of the worst crime in human history, aren't we, sir?
You know, absolutely. It's despicable, unconscionable. It shocks the conscience in law, in terms of law, you know, shocks your conscience because you can't even wrap your head around it. Ultimately, it is pure evil. And so it's hard for human beings who primarily are loving and trusting to basically grasp what's really taking place right now. It's just unspeakable evil.
It is. It is. And it continues. The people dying way before their time. And an extraordinary number of these deaths concentrated in young men and women between 20 and 50 years old. You know, when they should be in the most productive parts of their lives, shouldn't they?
Yeah, well, this is part of the depopulation agenda. It's just such an obvious thing, and the news media is so disgustingly divisive and diversionary, whereby it's secondary, tertiary issues that are always the focus of attention on not just corporate-controlled media, but also the independent press. Nobody's really talking about what we've been talking about, John. More recently in the last year, we've talked about the subject matter of my latest book. And thank you, John, for your first request. I'm going to be able to fulfill that pretty soon. I just got the first proof copy back from the printer. So it deals with spiritual warfare and salvation of what? The soul. We are soul beings. We're spirit-filled beings. And so you have artificial intelligence and robotics that nobody's talking about, this whole transhumanism initiative. Yesterday it was in Congress where the issue was TikTok and China's manipulations of the poor children's brains here in the United States. And, you know, it's part of cognitive warfare. And anybody with any sense, it appears to me that the legislators, both Democrat, especially Democrat, brainless. But Republicans, too, they're just so ridiculous because the issues are never addressed. The issue is, are you've got globalists taking over civilization with artificial intelligence and their whole initiatives for transhumanization? Even what was on the news last week, nothing in the news is accurate. It's all a lie. For example, Elon Musk, just in the news the other day, implanted his first Neuralink biochip. Well, hallelujah. Guess what? The research science is showing that they have new brain materials that are networks of brain cells that they've created in labs that are totally going to evolutionize, and destroy civilization into this artificial intelligence realm. And now think about this. The biggest issue is when you have artificial intelligence suddenly gaining consciousness, self-awareness, and it has superior general intelligence, and it's connected to the internet, and it has this capability that the Congress was talking about in diversionary secondary issues yesterday on Capitol Hill. They were discussing these issues, but they don't really discuss the full measure. What do you think that an artificially intelligent, super intelligent, self-aware, cyborg, virtual, robotic AI is going to conclude from the human race having actually overseen a million species becoming extinct? What do you think they're going to decide? They're going to decide that human beings are not really worthy of having life on Earth because they destroy everything. That's how stupid and ignorant we have become, and we're just following along. Now, who's doing this? We don't need to do this. There are remedies. There are solutions. You know, I went to Harvard. I studied education, self-care motivation, how you can take a human being, a child, let's say in the third grade, and teach them the skills, everything necessary to become self-motivated, self-reinforcing agents for their own healthier, happier, more successful human development. Getting out of this insanity and fear-based mentality, getting into some semblance of productivity, where we're actually in expressing our greatest longings. We're in society, where we have a matrix within society of serving each other in some meaningful way and performing something that lifts our own spirits up. Well, gee whiz, we have the solutions. We have the knowledge. They've been suppressing it. Now, who's suppressing it? The globalists. What the hell are they doing that for? They're doing it because they want to literally control everything, because they're not simply criminal psychopaths. These are demonically possessed psychopaths, and it's pure evil, because eventually the decision comes down to free will. The Creator created us with free will to exercise with some reasonable intelligence, and our free will has been exercised to destroy everything, including ourselves. You know, self-loathing. Look at all the issues that we're dealing with the people all over the world that are destroying each other because they basically hate themselves. You can't, if you love yourself and you recognize the value and worthiness of yourself, then you have much more sensitivity towards treating others likewise. But essentially, it's gone mad. We're living at a time where madness is becoming normalized, and you see it, we see it together. And unfortunately, nobody's really grasping the full measure of the truth that shall set us free, and nobody's grasping the solution such as the 528 revolution. Very few people are grasping the magnificent intelligence of that revelation of 528 frequency. If we simply just did that alone, we would understand the essence of spirit and salvation. We would understand the essence of how God loves us and how we're meant to have a better life. Anyway, that's my two cents this morning, John.
Well, obviously. Well, I start the day by getting 528 music going here in my home. It's very pleasant, very relaxing, and very healing, isn't it?
It's wonderful. You know, I just got another study that came out. Now there's three independent investigators. None of them mentioned me. I launched the entire industry in 1998 Dr. Paleo. Nobody mentioned my work, but they've independently confirmed you have a whole boosting of natural immunity. You have a whole protection of the nervous system and the cells. You have just a wonderful array of benefits of simply Pure Tone 528. Just listening to the Pure Tone. Well, another whole science realm that deals with color, of green light, how it's healing people of all sorts of different diseases. Then you must ask the question, how is it doing that? Why is it doing that? And then the answer is it's at the center of the universe that God created. You know, you've got a creator. I call him the master conductor, master composer of the universal orchestra that's constantly singing love songs and they're basically uplifting us through that frequency resonance that's carried by the Holy Spirit. So that's really what we're dealing with here. That's the answer. The answer is exactly what Jesus had been preaching. You got to save your soul. How do you do that? First of all, you got to come out of the insanity and the hypocrisy. You've got to come out of her. My people has to become infected by her plagues. That's where we're at right now, big time. And then what are you stepping out into? Excuse me, pure love, stepping into pure love. Now, what is that? It's an energy. Where is it coming from? Your heart. Where is it coming from in the universe, in God's heart, and the heart of sunshine reflecting God's love, the heart of the heart, the main heart is 520 frequency resonance. How do we know that? Look at the heart of the rainbow. It's greenish yellow. It's 528 nanometers of light. What are we living off of? Oxygen. Where does that come from? Chlorophyll and ocean waves. You know, now you bring in this whole concept of water is a liquid crystal, superconductor of sound and light. That's frequency.
Right.
Now you're resonating 528 frequency in oxygen that we're breathing, that's sustaining us, that the Bible says is the essence of life. So, you know, you go back to Jesus again. He says, I am the truth that shall set you free, and the life. This is the essence of it. The basic fundamental message is you've got the global industrialists confusing us and destroying civilization as we know it, taking us out of this concept of free will. They're imposing everything. That's what it's all about. It's all control. Power, control, greed is pushing the movement. Their insanity. And it's what, like Nixon said, absolute power corrupts absolutely. These are evil, demonic beings that's in a war against God and God's children. And we, the people, are God's children. And we've got to wake up to what's really coming down.
We do. And failure to wake up and failure to act will mean our demise, won't it?
Yeah. Yes, it used to be that, you know, ignorance was bliss. You know, no, it's deadly. Ignorance is deadly. Look at how you have been bringing to the forefront what virtually nobody or very few people have done in depth manner as you have, John, with COVID. And look at the risks. You've been on it from the very beginning. Like you said, for 4 years now, I was the first one that actually contacted the Trump administration's director of science when he opened the investigation on the lab creation. This is the first day that I heard it in the news. It was Drogemeyer. I wrote him a letter. And in it, I put all sorts of very, very vital, important facts that would indicate that we're looking at an AIDS virus manipulation turned into SARS and then mutated in bats that now give us COVID-19. You've got a recombinant laboratory, obvious creation. It's in 1996 with the publication of my first bestseller, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. I warned that this was what they were going to do unless you stop the industry. You have got to regulate these madmen and women. Mad. It's madness. You know, taking God's creations, God's genetics, and manipulating. And gee whiz, it's unbelievable because you're not even looking at what really DNA is all about. DNA is an antenna to God. 96% of the function is in sound and light signaling, in frequency resonance communications. That's how the cells are actually operating all together. The body is in harmony. It's in concert. Your whole body, all the billions of cells are literally vibrating to the same tune. And we're out of tune in our brains. Why? Because you've got, again, cognitive warfare dumbing us down. So, you know, you got to go back into looking at how obvious it was that our own destruction was coming with these viral manipulations. And so I've been at this for, what, a quarter century now, more than a quarter century, dealing with this insanity. And man, I'll tell you, without my faith in God, I would probably prefer to be dead, frankly.
My goodness. Well, it's been a challenge. You didn't start out with the intent that this would become your life's work, but that's what it's become, hasn't it?
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, it shifted completely. You know, I went into education, and I got my master's in public health, postdoctoral in public health from Harvard. Why? Because I wanted to study with the world's leading champions of children, educating our children to become healthier, happier, more successful. I'm published in two different scientific peer-reviewed journal articles in the American Journal of School Health. I laid out what's called the self-care motivation model for healthy human development. And it's beautiful. And we tested it in the Gloucester public school systems. We tested it on second graders and third graders. And what did we see? We saw a complete erasure of the socioeconomic differences between the classes. All of the children, whether you were well financed by loving parents or whether you were at the bottom rung of society, damaged, you still grasp the basic fundamentals of how God put us together to make smart choices for our own healthier, happier, more successful human development. Magnificent. You know, so what happened to it? Same thing that happened to a colleague of mine at Harvard, Ron Slaby. Came out with the first aggression in children's television research, showed that the video gaming was going to cause a complete manipulation of the children's brains and that they were going to become exactly what we're witnessing today. You know, Fruit Loops, they're gonzo. There's nobody home. Like we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, you know, I pulled up to a McDonald's for a cup of coffee. I asked for a dozen napkins. The guy scratched his head, looked around for about a minute, and then came back to me and said, is a dozen 10? You know, it's like there's nobody home anymore.
What was the location? Where did that happen? Where did it take place?
That was in South Florida.
At a restaurant?
Yeah.
You're not going to name the restaurant?
Yeah, it was McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it was like a 17, 18-year-old. You know, a 17, 18-year-old. You know, I don't eat the McDonald's garbage, but I went in for a cup of coffee to just kind of stay awake.
Right. And, well, they do have good coffee.
I asked for a dozen napkins, and the guy had no clue what the word dozen meant.
Well, very likely the same young man could not go to the National Archives, walk up to the Declaration of Independence and read it, could he?
Oh, my goodness.
It was written in cursive.
And imagine what their lacking intelligence would overlook with regard to the brilliance of that document. The brilliance of the Constitution of the United States. And again, this is disgusting because we've got all the laws. Again, headline news, the Congress is debating whether they should impeach this, you know, this manipulator of the Homeland Security.
Mayorkas.
And the question is, he was appointed by Biden.
Right.
And in law, there's responsiat superior. It's the person who's responsible and that's in a superior position is required to be responsible for the outcome of the torts and the crimes. So, again, it's all a diversion from my perspective. It's all insane. And we're, you know, there's nothing to do but get your relationship together with the Creator and be in that zone of bliss. And again, that's 528. That's why I listen to 528. That's why the whole line of electroceuticals are, I've done it primarily to seed the idea. Consider the fact, if you go on healthyworldstore.com and you look at the section of nutraceuticals, it's electroceuticals. Why did I brand this new brand? The whole line is because it's all giving us the understanding of how we can become righteous again.
Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. At my website, at thelibertyman.com, you'll find the COVID panel, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors like Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying, no uncertain terms, that the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots, all of them from all different manufacturers, they're meant to kill and hurt. They're not side effects. They're the direct intended effects. And, of course, at my website, you'll find products that will help you, such as energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, get yourself an energy cleaner. I offer something you're healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. You want to get started with his work? Here's the starting place, warrenwethepeople.net. I say again, warrenwethepeople.net. Doctor, how's the restoration of your hurricane-damaged home coming along, sir?
Well, if you notice, I was just coughing. The reason I'm coughing is because doing the drywalls, you know, the dust that you create when you're trying to get your seams nice right. and smooth.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So despite the masks, you know, it's just it's challenging, John, but it's coming along really beautifully. It's coming into its final days now, you know. It's actually final months, but I'm very thankful, and it's coming very, very nice. Thanks for asking.
Well, you're actually doing the drywall work yourself, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing the drywall,
really?
Too. I just did the tile. Remember we were talking about the tile work? Tile work. Now I'm finishing one room, actually two rooms, with the drywall, and put up some paneling yesterday, too. That was a challenge.
Well, you're certainly a multifaceted, multi-talented fellow there, my friend.
Well, you know, I was diagnosed as being what's called a polymath. I had never heard of that phrase before, but if you look it up, it's a person that excels in a variety of different skills and knowledge bases. So that's what I think I am too. It's like, you know, I enjoy, you know, I think I'm an expert in emerging diseases, that's for sure, and the bioelectronics and the genetics and the genetic engineering, all those aspects. I didn't start off, like you said, you know, seeking that, but I ended up having to go there to deal with the issues that we're dealing with. But, you know, it's fascinating to me too.
Well,
you know, science.
I also hear men and women with multi-skills and talents as being, well, there are different words, different terms for that, but you are, and that's great. So you probably have quite a collection of tools, don't you, sir?
And not enough.
There's always, you know, yeah. A trip to the hardware store always ends up being a new tool, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then because things are so messy, I'm in the process of getting the room that I was working on is a storage room to get everything nicely organized. So until right. that is finished, I'm chaotic. And it, you know, I spend, you know, half an hour looking for a tool.
I know. That's maddening. That's absolutely maddening. Yeah. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, your new book that I'll be receiving a copy of, have you decided on a final title for the book, sir?
Yes, I've got it. I'm looking at it right now. It's titled Spiritual Warfare, Salvation, and Survival in the Age of Chaos. And it's subtitled AI, Frequency Weaponry, and Transhumanization, Threatening Extinction.
Well, that's certainly something that will get people's attention, which is the whole idea of a title of a book, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's about. And, you know, John, I don't know if you received it, but I thought it was so important that I had to send you a copy of it. I sent you an email with a new science article that just came out dealing with what I briefly mentioned a couple minutes ago, the fact that they have now advanced the most sophisticated types of nervous system cellular networks in basically petri dishes.
Really?
So they've grown virtual brain cell networks artificially, and they've begun with stem cells, and they've integrated the bioelectronic technologies, that the nano neuro bioelectronics that we've talked about a number of times on the show, and that's where the graphene fits in. And they're increasingly dosing us with the graphene, apparently. They're planning to do that if they haven't already started sufficiently with the vaccinations. The graphene turning into the poison graphene oxide.
Okay, here's our break. Call number is 512-248-825. We'll be right back.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
No food, no lights, no as primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Company will fix bayonets. Fix bayonets. Attention!
All right, Rebecca, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. You can spend a lot of time. There's over 9 gigabytes of information. All the human emotions can be had going through my website, entertaining you, educating you, making you happy, making you sad, making you angry. Different articles and information you'll find there at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. You want to get started with his work? Just go to the following website. This will get you started. WarrenWeThePeople.net. Doctor, I've got the article you sent to me 2 days ago titled Brain Organoid Computing for Artificial Intelligence. Apparently, they're growing in petri dishes artificial copies of human brain matter and then making use of them for AI. Is that somewhat accurate?
That's exactly it. Yeah, I thought it was so stunning and shocking and so advanced in the science. I got to send it to you. Had to send it to you.
Scary stuff. Scary stuff. I recall the original Frankenstein movies, which were very primitive in so many ways, but they're trying to duplicate the work of the fictional character, Dr. Frankenstein, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And think back to what I said a couple minutes ago. Everything that we're receiving in the media is a complete diversion. And look at Elon Musk. The headline news was not what you're talking about. That would be headline news. Elon Musk implanted a biochip, and that became headline news. And so that biochip that he basically infused into a human brain, surgically placed, is about 50 years behind the science on the paper that I showed you.
Right.
So, I mean, this is ridiculous. This is how, you know, it's evidence of cognitive warfare, how we're being literally manipulated through lacking intelligence, misinformation, disinformation, and we're, it's enslaving us. Because, again, education, knowledge, you know, you need to have knowledge of the truth to set us free. And what they're precluding us from having is that information,
absolutely,
that intelligence.
Doctor, we got a call and holder, James in Vancouver, Canada. Good morning, James.
Yeah, good morning. I understand that a couple of days ago, Elon Musk did his first implant on someone with the Neuralink. I wondered if you gentlemen would like to comment or make observations.
Was that an attempt to help somebody with a disability be able to make use of a injured limb or spinal injury? What was the purpose, if you know?
Well, actually, yeah, that's right. That's right.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, they're always saying the upside of what the technology is going to be useful for. And sure, there are those cases. That's a blessing. But again, without regulatory oversight, and this is one of the main pushes in the book, in the book Spiritual Warfare, Salvation and Survival in the Age of Chaos, one of the main objectives of the book is to put this before the hands of our legislators and lawmakers, because the companies, the industry is completely out of control, and it's completely right. Censored the most important intelligence. And so we're not making informed choices. We're being enslaved. And so this is how they sell it. They sell all of these innovations as being beneficial to we the people when, okay, yeah, it potentially could be useful for that. But let's take a look at how it's really being used and what's, as a matter of fact, happening to our children as a result of, for example, the social media. How that is addictive and how that is literally dumbing human brains down and how it's vicariously creating social interaction instead of real life. And what impact does that have, for example, in Maslow's hierarchy of human needs? And that's the basics. You've got to neglect that. It's a show of criminal psychopathology, love, belonging to a family, extended family, a peer group, have you real social interaction? Instead, people, you know, these poor children are engaged with this artificial intelligence realm. But the electronics of it, what is the impact on the brain cells? Again, read the early work of Ron Slaby in Aggression in Children's Television, looking very carefully at the degeneration of civility in our youth is. And we're seeing it in the headline news all the time now. And that, unfortunately, was neglected. His work was neglected. My work was neglected, censored, suppressed. And it's gone on like that throughout the vaccine era.
Right. You mentioned in the earlier part of the program just now, Dr. Horowitz, that there's unfeeling creatures that promote this kind of thing. Problem is that always it's the big money that decides where technology is going to go. For example, the Neuralink. I believe that at least that chip is a transceiver, which of course receives and transmits a signal. That would mean that all those who have the chip will be able to recognize each other. And they'll be able to tell who does not have the chip. What would you think of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. It, again, it raises civil rights, civil liberties issues, security issues, personal data information issues. All of these are the topics that I've covered in the book Spiritual Warfare. You can actually go and read the chapter by chapter outline on medicalveritas.org. On medicalveritas.org, there it heralds the book, and you can just get a lot just by scanning through
the chapters outline and the subheadings in those chapters, and you see all of these issues I've raised.
Right. I believe the person's anonymous, the one that received the implant. Nobody knows who it is. So, but we're in a new territory. Thanks for taking my call, and have a good day.
Okay, James, thank you. Appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. We live in interesting times, and knowing that what the capabilities of big tech and the government are 50 years ahead of what we know publicly, it's hard to imagine what those true capabilities are, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, and that's why I sent you that article, John, because there's more accurately where the true capabilities are. This is military. This is the most advanced neuroscience. And if you start to really delve into this artificial intelligence realm where they're advancing even consciousness and making AI computers conscious, and again, the risk of development of self-consciousness and then this kind of like pseudo-consciousness capability to be independent and thinking for yourself, learning, growing, that they've been doing that already. And this particular article, I think, is probably the most advanced that I've seen. And it's coming out of DARPA. It's coming out of financing by the world's leading neuroscience investors. And that's what they want. They want control of the human brain. And that's what we're witnessing. We're seeing more and more of that.
My friend Steve Bannon is with me as a guest every Tuesday on this show. He's a Sephardic Jew who converted to Christianity, former CIA employee. He tells us that human cloning is already taking place, which I find rather phenomenal. And there's also efforts to reanimate the body of Nimrod, the ancient warrior from several thousand years ago. It's the whole area is both fascinating and scary, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. And absolutely, the human cloning has been a capability a long, long time ago. I think probably 20, 25 years ago. I think it was, the name Dolly, the sheep that they cloned.
Right.
So what year was that, John? You remember?
It's been more than 20 years ago. I don't recall the exact year.
They've had that technology. And it's sad. You know, one of the points that I raise is no matter how advanced the artificial intelligence is, it's still going to be godless, spiritless. You know, it doesn't have a Holy Spirit. It doesn't have a soul. So that's the greatest threat. Now you really get into, okay, if you're going to substitute cyborg, you know, the cyborg cult for humanity, then now what happens to God? In essence, you have Satan laughing at God and saying, ha, 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 I finally did it. I've got all your children now, and you've got nothing. They're not even connected to you anymore in their souls.
1996, Dolly, 1996.
Yeah.
That was certainly cutting-edge technology as far as the public knew at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the year that my book, Emerging Viruses, my first international best-selling book, Emerging Viruses, came out in 1996.
Right. Well, I had a caseload of about 12 criminal cases, or two or three murders at the time. It was a great time in my life. It's these secrets, and the government and an industry can keep secrets if they choose to, can't they?
Well, that's what they've done. That paper and the technology, the advancement of the nano neuro bioelectronic circuitry that's literally feeding off of your body heat and the water in your body to actually have wireless connection to the cloud, and then the DNA, knowing precisely what your address, your personal address is for your antenna to God. You're going to corrupt that, convert that into a satanic communication system so you have optimal population control. That's what they're up to. That's really where the rubber meets the road and what their objectives are for population control.
That's right. And the ultimate goal is to have 500,000 people on this planet instead of 8.5 billion, isn't it?
Right, exactly. And they don't need us if they've got these robots. You know, every time I look at Zuckerberg, he was testifying on Capitol Hill yesterday. There's just something not right. He might be one of those clones you're talking about, John, or he might be a robot. I'm not quite sure.
I think I misspoke myself. I should have said 500 million, not 500,000. But regardless, it would be a dramatic decrease in the human beings alive on this planet, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And again, because we're already witnessing the takeover of human labor forces with the artificial intelligence and the robotics, what makes us think that that entire industry is going to stop and say, oh, okay, enough is enough. We're just going to not need it to develop further technologies that enrich us. We're just going to become humanitarians now and protect the human race. I mean, it's ridiculous to conceive of that. Again, this is why I appeal in the new book, Spiritual Warfare book, that the Congress does more than pay lip service to these urgent issues. These are urgent issues. The entire civilization is at risk of extinction here. So, again, for the media to not be covering this and to be covering secondary issues, it's very nice to talk about what's happening in the social media with our children's brains, but let's go a little bit deeper, folks. Let's look at the risk to civilization here.
And it's a clear and present danger to all human beings on this planet, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is, John. And we, the people who are a little enlightened, a little sane and reasonable, and we consider this intelligence very carefully, we have to conclude that because of the corruption and the censorship and the misinformation, disinformation, there is an agenda. This is not happening by accident. And the world's wealthiest elite meeting in Davos and figuring out how they could advance what's called the fourth industrial revolution. It's called 4IR. That's what Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab et al., they're advancing. They're saying this is the greatest revolution in human history. Well, there again, you see how they're couching it. The context is, this is wonderful. This is going to really free us up and have a better quality of life. Hogwash. I was listening to Tucker Carlson's new segment yesterday. It was outstanding. Brandt was interviewed, and he was talking about how when all is said and done, it comes down to your faith in God, and it comes down to your family and the loving relationships, and nothing else really matters in life. And so I completely agree with that. So now where are we going as we artificially manipulate people's brains and then take them into the wireless technology realm away from their families and break down the families and, smear and disparage religions and God. And, where is that taking us? It's not to a kinder and more loving world, and it's not even a sustainable world from the perspective of what is sustainability, really, for a human race.
Absolutely. Doctor, we are calling hold. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. Am I coming through? I didn't hear the squelch.
We're fine. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Yeah. Doctor, I got a question. Is it possible that if, we got these people being hooked up, if they're being hooked up to the cloud, which they will be, we know all that's coming, but can they be hacked? We have all these, we got these computers, we got to do all this, install this malware and all this other junk to keep their, and could people hack into them? And is the government planning on hacking into them and, actually is the plan to control them completely through the brain? And computers are only so good, right? Garbage in, garbage out. So that's my question. Can these people be hacked?
The answer is absolutely yes. And that was actually being a part of the testimony yesterday that was provided by experts on Capitol Hill when they were investigating the effects of the social media and the way the companies are unfortunately not really doing their due diligence insofar as protecting our children. There, one of the, I can't remember who it was, but she said exactly what you're talking about, the hacking capability. Now, what I say as an add-on to that, supplementing that great risk, is a AI that's becoming self-aware and super general intelligence. It's called superior general intelligence. That means it's brighter than anything. Like the Watson computer has superior general intelligence. And imagine an AI becoming self-aware and then thinking to themselves, man, I'm aware of the human race having caused the extinction of a million other species. What judgment should I render? How can I judge these people? And what should I do about it? Connected to the cloud as you're raising, Charlie, you hack into it very easily. You take it over. Now you've got 2001 Space Odyssey, where a HAL computer, this was the movie, and that was predictive programming. They already knew, they already saw in advance when they came out with that film where this whole thing was going. And this is exactly where it is right now. The potential for this super intelligent terrestrial alien computer taking over civilization and shutting everything down. Imagine, like, instantly.
We'll get back to this after the break. We got a break.
Sure.
I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company. And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Gentlemen, Doctor, we've got a couple minutes to wrap your response to Charlie, please.
Yeah, I think that's Charlie's right on. You know, we're all facing this huge risk right now, and nobody's in the media, nobody on Capitol Hill is addressing the main issues here.
Well, and they need to be addressed because civilization itself is at risk, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's the real motivation for the book, Spiritual Warfare, Salvation and Survival in the Age of Chaos. Somebody had to write a book on this. And I've done my best to lay out all of the pros for artificial intelligence of what they're telling us. Oh, it's going to be great for medicine and this and that. And then what are the risks? You got to look at the risk-benefit analysis in public health. You've got to do that. And that's what is completely missing and censored in vaccinology. You know, they don't tell you what the risks are. They say, oh, the benefits are so great, but they're basically censoring all of the side effects of all the vaccinations. And again, it's contrived. The whole system is rigged.
It is. It is, absolutely. Well, doctor, you got about a minute here to give your final comments for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, thank you, John. I think, again, it just comes down to it's really time, and it has been time, you know, in 1998 when I published the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and that reveals the original musical scale by which the hymn to St. John the Baptist was sung and chanted, the most spiritually uplifting hymn of all the ages that also was suppressed. And we came out with that in 1998. And the message in the book is, given what is unfolding, you've got to get your relationship right with God. You've got to have that divine communion, that connection, and have that faith in that relationship in order to survive what's coming down.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Doctor, thank you very much. Have a great week. We'll look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Thank you, John. God bless.
Okay. Got top of the hour break coming up here. We'll have my friend Brady. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberty Rocketeers. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture wood-burning stoves in beautiful downtown Bourbon, Missouri on Old Route 66. Listen carefully. Wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. There really is such a thing. There really is. I got mine just a few feet from me, keeping the house nice and warm and cozy, and saving me money. So if you're interested in this technology, interested in how you can save money at the same time staying warm and cozy, this is the way to do it, and we have stoves in stock, crated up in custom-made wood crates ready for delivery. So we'll get that discussion at the top of the hour break, which comes up here momentarily. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll have my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is the one, the only guy manufacturing the energy cleaner. I've been helping Tom for about 12, 13 years now to sell these. I sell about 500 a year all over the planet. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.